can get to know you a little better. Before we begin with tonight's lesson, I would like to have a quick word of prayer. So if you would all, please kindly bow your heads with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humbly as we can, asking you to be with us as we are about to study another portion of your word. We hope that we can all focus solely on you, that we can open up our minds, and that we can truly and honestly and earnestly listen, and we can learn from your word, Lord. We ask that you be with those that were mentioned in the announcements, be with those who are in need of your healing hand at this time, Lord. If it be your will, please bring them back to their much-needed health. We ask you to be with all of the families represented here in this congregation. Be with the visitors that are visiting with us this evening, Lord. If they're traveling from a great distance, please bless them on their way home. Once again, Lord, we ask you to continue to be with us as we go throughout the rest of this evening. And we ask all these things in your Son's most precious and holy dear name. Amen. Tonight's lesson, we're going to be taking the main context out of the book of Philippians. So if we could all turn to Philippians chapter 3, we're going to be looking at verses 13 through 14. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. And when we get there, we could just hold that spot for a second. We'll get to that scripture here momentarily. It being the month of June, it's not only starting to get hot outside, that's for one, but there's a focus this month that I kind of wanted to bring up. And the focus in the month of June is going to be on men's mental health awareness. You know, I for one like and appreciate the fact that men's mental health is talked about more these days. It's always a good thing to make sure we check in on one another to see, you know, how we're really doing. You know, after a quick Google search, you can easily be directed to some studies and to some statistics, one of which that I found is taken from the Indiana University of Medicine. And according to these studies, 31% of men suffer from depression in their lifetime, and 9% have daily feelings of depression and or anxiety. However, only 1/4 of those men actually talk to a mental health professional. You know, sometimes signs of depression can easily be shrugged off, whether it be by the individual or those who are around them. Studies also show from the year 2021 that the suicide rate among men is 4 times higher than it is for females. 22.8 males per 100,000 compared to 5.7 per 100,000 females. Why is that? You know, in my lifetime, I've known a couple of men who have unfortunately taken their own lives. They did not seek help for their mental health issues. They made the unfortunate decision to take their own lives, and maybe seeking some help could have saved them. Maybe they could have still been here with us today. So why is this an important topic to discuss? And not only just the fact for men's mental health, but both men and women. You know, when it's discussed or acknowledged, it may prove to make a world of a difference. It makes it much harder whenever you're holding in these feelings rather than letting them out in a healthy way, speaking about them to those who you trust. You know, I, just like anyone else who is here, has been here, and ever will be, we did not ask to be born. But yet, we were born, and we're here in this world, and that means we have to go through something called life. We have to go through life with all of its beauty, with all of its heartache, with all of its bounty, times of chaos, times of laughter, times full of tears. We all have to endure and face life head first. And an analogy that we can make and think about whenever we're connecting our journey in life could be maybe scaling the side of a mountain, maybe taking a trail up a mountain. You know, we trek along, sometimes finding ourselves in front of treacherous obstacles. And other times, you can find yourself in just the right spot where you can outlook the amazing creation that God personally designed. You know, I'm not sure if you've ever had the opportunity to actually hike up a mountain or even take a drive up a mountain towards its peak. But it's easily one of the most beautiful and terrifying things. Beautiful in the sense of the amazing views that you get to see, but also terrifying in the sense of it puts into perspective, truly, how small we are in this world. Now let's go to Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 and read. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." In this life, things are going to get rough. Things aren't always going to go the way that we want them to, or that we would like for them to. In fact, life will not only just push us down, but there's going to be times where it's going to rub our faces in the dirt just to add for good measure. When we're thinking about living life as a Christian, we need to remind ourselves that we are not in any way, shape, or form exempt from feeling the pressures of this world, from feeling the pressures of life. Just as everyone else feels pain, we too are going to experience everything as well. Just because you are a Christian does not guarantee you an easy life in this world. Just as everybody else, we experience hardship. But as it says in the verse that we just read, we keep our mind, we keep our eyes set on the higher calling, which is in Jesus Christ. Our journey up the mountain should end at its peak, which is the promise that God has for those who should obey him and remain faithful unto him. Let's now turn to the book of Romans. We're going to be reading Romans chapter 8, and we're going to be focusing on verses 31 through 39, and we're going to break it up just a little bit. Romans chapter 8, and we're going to start with verse 31. And it says, "What shall we say then to say these things? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us." You know, that first part, verse 31, I'm sure you're aware it's a very popular verse that people like to go to, and they love to quote at times. And you know, and it's a powerful verse. If God be for us, who can be against us? But we also have to understand, like how it says in verse 34, that because of Christ's death and resurrection, that he makes what for us? Intercession for us. You know, what does that mean exactly? The word intercession means the action of intervening on behalf of another. So God sent his son down to this earth, and he was a man. He was a human. But not to come down in a self-regarding way, but in a way that would involve him facing the most terrible persecution and death. All to complete the plan that God had sent him here, that sent him here for in the first place, salvation. To create a way to God through his son, Jesus Christ. He, in our place, suffered so that we could have an opportunity to not have to suffer the sting of death and damnation after our lives have ended here on this earth. Let's continue to read on the next couple of verses. Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are conquerors, but not on our own. Through who? Jesus Christ. Who is going to separate us from that love that Jesus showed? No one. Nothing's going to separate us. Before we were even conceived in this world, he loved us enough to go through all of that pain, all of that anguish, suffering, humiliation, just so that way God's plan can be fulfilled. That is love right there. True love. Us, with all of our mistakes, all of our shortcomings, can still find that love in God through his son. But we have to be faithful to him. Not partially, not some of the way, not half-heartedly, fully and completely. There's no other way around it. That means obeying his call that he has for every human being here on this earth. Obeying the plan of salvation. When we think about the times where life is challenging and breaking us down to a point where we think we cannot come back from, we need to remember that there is always someone who was and is always going to be there for us. That is why it's important to talk, to speak up when you are not feeling at your best. When you feel like you're struggling so much and you're drowning in your woes, we can't just give up and let darkness invade our minds and our being. We must remember that we are not alone in this adventure towards heaven. If you have already obeyed the gospel, there are brothers and sisters in Christ who are here to depend on, to lean on, talk to, open up. Even though at times it's hard and it can be very difficult to make yourself vulnerable. Because who loves the sense of vulnerability? However, we need to understand that in that sense of vulnerability, it also brings a sense of humiliation, of humility. Not putting ourselves above anybody else on a pedestal to where we think, well, I'm better than him, I'm better than her. We're all the same. We all hurt the same. We all bleed. We all have our own emotions and things that we go through in our lives. That is another reason why, you know, mental health is an important subject to think about. There are times where we want to come off as so stoic, you know, manly, or, you know, like nothing can hurt us, nothing can break us. It's okay to be vulnerable. You know, it's not true. We're not invincible. We like to think sometimes that we are, or that we're Superman. You know, that's just not true. We don't have to put up a front as if we are invincible or bulletproof, because just like every other human being here on this earth, we have our own problems. Let's continue to read on in Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. Excuse me. It says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." There is no force or being that would ever be able to separate the love of God from us. The love and the grace that He's shown continues to be prevalent every single day in the most strongest and unbreakable levels that you could ever imagine. And what did we do to deserve that love, that grace, that mercy? Nothing. Plain and simple. We don't deserve it, yet He loves us enough that He has that mercy, that He has that love, and shows us His grace. And yet, He still made the sacrifice to send His Son to be crucified. That is why, in those times where we feel like we cannot talk about things, talk about our feelings, our emotions, we must remember that it is okay. In those times where our mind can take us to a dark place, there is always the fact that someone is on our side and loves us enough that they want us to live. And that someone is God. Let's turn to the book of James. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 12. James 1 verse 12 says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him." As we said before, the way up that mountain, it's not always going to be an easy path to maneuver. You know, how does that phrase go? Christianity is not for the faint of heart. We are going to be tried, and we're going to be tried greatly. Not only by the external forces that are out there in the world, we are going to be tried from within ourselves, as well as physically, spiritually, and mentally. Are we strong enough? Are we strong enough to withstand what life throws our way? Just as verse 12 right here says, that if we endure, we receive a crown of life. And that crown isn't just going to be handed over to us for doing nothing. It's going to take dedication and extremely hard work. We must endure and remain faithful and obedient to our God to the very end. That is why it's imperative that we spread God's word. You know, those numbers that we mentioned at the beginning, the statistics that we talked about the rates of those taking their own lives, maybe there's a chance that they can go down drastically. You know, just as Mark chapter 16, 15 says, go out into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Everyone deserves to live. But there's only one way to live with God. And that is by obeying His word and His commandments. You know, just as we continue to move up the mountain, we must keep moving forward. Even though at times in our lives it feels like we come to a plateau, we just have to keep pushing. Keep moving upward, never back. We can't just continue to live in a linear way. If you're already a Christian and you're here tonight and feel like you're struggling, drowning, and you need help or even someone to talk to, pray on your behalf, this invitation is for you. You don't have to suffer or be in pain to where you feel like nothing can be done or no one can help and you're all alone, because you are far from it. You have your brothers and sisters in Christ here to help you, here that love you and care for you. Or if you have yet to become a Christian and have been thinking about whether or not to commit, I implore you, do not wait any longer. There's no reason to put it off another day. Tomorrow is not promised to any one of us here. You have heard the word of God, and if you believe it to be truth, you must repent, you must change, and must confess that Jesus is the Son of God before man and be baptized. Put your trust and your faith in God. Remember, we are conquerors through Him who loved us. You know, there are many uncertainties in this life. The world is going to throw so much at us. It'll push us to our tipping point. But always keep this in mind. You don't have to turn there, but in John 16, 33, it says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus conquered the world so that we can conquer death and find life with God through His Son. He does not want you to die in sin. He wants you to live in heaven with Him forever. But the choice is yours. No one's going to make it for you. You have to make that leap of faith yourself. Will you obey His calling tonight as we stand and as we sing?
Lay it down at your feet of your Savior and Lord. Jesus will give you rest. Oh, happy rest, sweet happy rest. Jesus will give you rest, happy rest. Oh, why won't you come in simple trusting faith? Jesus will give you rest. Will you come? Will you come? There is mercy for you, balm for your aching breast. Only come as you are and believe on His name. Jesus will give you rest. Oh, happy rest, sweet happy rest. Jesus will give you rest, happy rest. Oh, why won't you come in a simple trusting faith? Jesus will give you rest. Will you come? Will you come? How He pleased you now. fly to his loving breast, and whatever your sin or your sorrow may be, Jesus will give you rest. Oh, happy rest, sweet happy rest, Jesus will give you rest. Happy rest, oh, why won't you come in simple trusting faith? Jesus will give you rest.
I'd like to thank Brother AJ for that well thought out and put together lesson tonight. Very thought provoking, and that's what we need. We need our brains and our minds stimulated with the gospel of Christ. So he did a good, fine job in doing that and presenting tonight. I also want to thank Brother Kevin for his efforts this morning. So we've had a great day to assemble here in the Lord and to offer worship to our God. So very enlightening and encouraging day. If you are visiting with us, we hope and trust that you will come back at the next appointed time, which will be this coming Wednesday at 7 p.m. And if you, like the brother said at the beginning, you know, don't run off, stay around and let us get a chance to get to meet you and know you, and please come back at the next appointed time. We are be more than happy to have you come back and worship with us at the next appointed time. Our last hymn would be number 308, number 308. We will sing the first and the last verses of this song, first and last, 308.
Kneel at the cross, Christ will meet you there. He intercedes for you. Lift up your voice, leave with him your care, and be in life anew. Kneel at the cross, kneel at the cross. Leave every care, every care, every care. Kneel at the cross, kneel at the cross. Jesus will meet you there, meet you there. Kneel at the cross, give your idols up, look unto realms above. Turn not again to life's sparkling cup, trust always in his love. Kneel at the cross, kneel at the cross. Leave every care, leave every care. Kneel at the cross, kneel at the cross. Jesus will meet you there, meet you there.
Let us bow. Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Father, for this time that we can gather together, that we can read portions of your word, Father, to edify one another, to fellowship, Father, and to grow in knowledge, Father, and Father, to comfort one another, Father, when we, Father, are striving and that we, Father, are hurting, Father, in areas that we have not told one another. As Father, that we would go to one another and to comfort one another, Father, with the righteous words, Father, that is in your written word, Father, to lift up one another, Father, to help one another, Father, to carry that cross, to be able to finish that line, Father, to be with you forever in heaven. Father God, we pray for those who are hurting, Father, those who Father, could not make it here today who are sick or ailing or traveling. We pray for all of us here, Father, that you would bless the work being done here. And that, Father, you would help us all, Father, to continue going forth, to grow, and to follow you, Father, and to love one another. Father God, we thank you for everything that you do, Father. We pray, Father, for forgiveness of our sins when we fall short. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we thank you. Amen.